Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Oh. We bless you tonight, Lord, with your grace and your mercy. We bless you with your peace. We bless you with the Holy Spirit. We bless you with the Word of God. We bless you with our salvation through you, Lord Jesus Christ. We honor you tonight and tell you from our hearts that we love you, Lord. And we thank you for your Shekinah glory in this place. We thank you for signs and wonders. We thank you for visions and dreams. We thank you for your angels being in this place, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that we're going to experience you tonight by your powerful Holy Spirit, Lord. It's in this place and upon each one of us, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory and exalt and lift you up, Lord. Jesus, you are the mighty King. You are the Son of God. You are our light, Lord Jesus Christ. You are our truth. You are our salvation. So we just tell you, Lord, from our lips tonight, Lord, that we love you, Lord, and we honor you as we're in your cloud, in your Shekinah glory right now, soaking in your presence, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for your peace, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Just soak in his presence. Just soak in his presence. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Put on number 9, Jeff, in the orange, please. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
With our voices we worship you, our Father which art in heaven. Singing praise for gratitude, we come in worship attitude, our Father which art in heaven. For the gift of your only Son, we worship you, Holy One. We worship, 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 worship you.
Oh God, my heart is fixed. I'll sing and give praise, even when my glory awakes sultry and harp. I myself will awake early. I'll praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I'll sing praises to thee among the nations.
Unashamedly, we lift our voice to worship you is our choice. We rejoice with the heavenly host. You gave to us the Holy Ghost, our Father which art in heaven. For your Comforter is with us now, to do His will if we will allow. We worship, worship, worship.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, when you get in His presence like this, it's hard to say or do anything, isn't it, huh? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. God wanted to talk a little bit tonight about spiritual understanding. A lot of us don't have a lot of spiritual understanding of what we do in certain conditions, that whether it be our ministry, our husband, wife, or marriage, or whatever it may be, grandchildren, there's certain spiritual understandings that God wants us to have, how we have to react in those given situations. And so He's going to kind of stir that up tonight through the Word of God. And so, you know, if you got some kind of sickness, then there's a spiritual understanding what you do about it as a born-again Christian. Amen? Hallelujah. If you have some oppression or depression, or if you have some financial problems, there's a spiritual understanding what you do about that. And a lot of us don't turn to the spiritual understanding and attack whatever's attacking us with the Word of God. So God wants to refresh us in that place tonight and bring some refreshing and illumination to us see if we can't start having some spiritual understanding, no matter what condition we're in, whether it's our children, whether it's our grandchildren, whatever it may be. We need to have spiritual understanding what we do, and the Holy Spirit is in us to teach us that. You see, He wants to flow through us, and He wants us to bring victory into our lives. And so spiritual understanding, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. You feel with your emotions, and you get victory through the Holy Spirit. Everybody feels with their emotions. The soulish area, you see, and that's what we feel by. That's our feelings, and that's how we respond to things. Well, we want the spiritual understanding of the Holy Spirit, or the power of the Holy Spirit, to override that if it's a bad emotion. If it's emotion of anger or bitterness or unforgiveness or whatever it may be, you don't want to stay in that. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to turn in our Bibles to Colossians 1:9. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Jesus likes to hear His word. So He's manifested here, and what is going to keep Him here is His word, the preaching of the word. He said in Mark 16 that He went with them confirming the word. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will. You see, a lot of us are not filled with His will, the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And God wants to kind of zero in on spiritual understanding. Whether we're talking about anointings, whether we're talking about the gifts, whether we're talking about whatever we're talking about, He says that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will. See, a lot of people are not filled with His will. We have our own wills, and we have our own thinking about certain things and so on and so forth. He wants us to be filled with His will. Amen? So the Holy Spirit is with us to bring that knowledge. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about spiritual understanding. Hallelujah. And God's not, the body of Christ tonight, today, is not reacting with spiritual understanding. We're not doing warfare and seeing victory. We're not doing laying hands on people and seeing them healed the way the Scripture says that it can be done. And so there's a lack of spiritual understanding. That's God's will, to get into spiritual understanding. Jean Guyon wrote some books, and I have a lot of her books. And one of the places she said that you must learn to is abandon yourself. In other words, when you become born again, no matter what goes on in your life, it's God. You may not be there right now, but whatever goes on in your life is God. Whatever's going on, you don't want to complain. You want to abandon yourself. You don't want to turn to your emotions. You don't want to turn to complaining and so on and so forth. You must learn to yield to Him. That's His will for our lives. Spiritual understanding is that I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I'm blood-bought. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. I have the mind of Jesus Christ, and I'm not going to respond from the works of the flesh. But we all do it. Amen? And so God wants you to understand tonight, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Well, to be filled with His will is all the promises are yes, yes in Jesus Christ. His will is for us to be healed. His will is for us to have the peace. His will is for us to walk in the grace. His will is for us to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. His will is to operate in His knowledge and His wisdom that's found in Jesus Christ. It's His will that the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us, that the Holy Spirit overtakes our emotions. Sometimes we're angry at people and things and so on and so forth. But God said it's His will that you be blessed. It doesn't mean there isn't testings and trials. I want you to listen to something, saints. Turn to Psalms 34:19. Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Say, I'm righteous. Through Jesus Christ. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. In other words, he sets you free out of them all. But there is afflictions. And so how do we react during afflictions? Whether it's a testing, a trial, someone come against us, how do we react? Are we really abandoning ourselves? Are we really yielding to him? Or are we yielding to our emotions and our flesh? It's an ongoing battle, saints. But many of the afflictions of the righteous, you may have an affliction on your finances. You may have an affliction in your mind. You may have affliction because you're in ministry. Someone's coming against you, you see. Paul wrote to Timothy, let me just find that. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. 2 Timothy 3:12. You can put that up there. All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. We don't like that. The flesh don't. I don't like it. But nevertheless, if I'm going to learn to abandon myself, to yield to him, you see, you're going to suffer persecutions. That means if you have a desire, a heart, to walk in purity and holiness, to walk in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to do things according to his will, to do things according to his Holy Spirit, if you start doing that, you're going to suffer persecution. Everybody's not going to embrace you. See, I've been around this too long, and some of you have been around it. And the minute you stand up for his will, stand up for healing in the gifts of the Spirit, and financial blessings, you see, and you may be talking to somebody who's hurt in all those areas. They may be hurt in their emotions. They may be hurt in their mind. And when you're talking to those people ain't going to agree when you're standing up for the prosperity of God and the holiness of God and the power of God and the resurrection power and so on and so forth and the renewing of the mind and the mind of Christ. You start telling people that. If you're talking to somebody who's caught up in all kinds of things, they're going to look at you like you're out to lunch because they're suffering. So Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, all who desire to live godly, so all of us desire to walk in the footprints of Jesus, at least we're supposed to anyway. That's spiritual understanding, okay? I'm called, I'm anointed, you're called, you're anointed, we're blood-bought, we have a certain call from the heart of God through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit into our lives. And so God wants you to understand tonight that God wants you to have spiritual understanding. So when you start being persecuted, you're standing up for God, you're standing up for his word, you're standing up for holiness and purity and all these things and everything else, you're going to start getting persecuted. God wants you to have spiritual understanding what you do in that given situation. How do you react? Do you say, that guy's an idiot? Or do we come against that person? Or do we abandon our flesh and yield to the Word of God and yield to the Holy Spirit? This is where God the Holy Spirit is bringing us, the spiritual understanding. Because most people, if you was losing your home right now, you see, and your body was hurting and there was persecution and people were laughing at you, these things go on in the body of Christ. And God wants you to have spiritual understanding. If you want to get through this, you got to have spiritual understanding as to what you say and do during that given situation. Does that make sense to you? And so we don't really have this spiritual will, understanding. We're not really reacting from the will, from the Word of God, you see. And so many of the affliction of the righteous, but God will deliver you from all of it. According to our spiritual understanding, if I react that way, God will take me out of it. In other words, there is something in Scripture, that a spiritual understanding that I am to use against whatever I'm going through. So I'm going to speak that, you see, rather than speak my emotion or my mind or my hurt or my unforgiveness or so on and so forth. If you think for 1 minute that we're going to have the anointing here, or you're going to have it in your home, or you're going to have ministry, and you're not going to suffer persecution. You got the wrong, someone's teaching you wrong, saints. You're going to have many afflictions, many trials and testings. Because God wants you to walk in His will and His knowledge, and He wants you to have spiritual understanding by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God what to do in that given situation. Satan would like to feed your mind with anger, bitterness, unforgiveness. He'd feed your mind. If you go somewhere and you start praying for people, there's a price to pay for that. You're going to get attacked. Well, if you don't have spiritual understanding, you're going to go, where is this coming from? What is this all about? I didn't do anything wrong. I tithe. I pray. I go to church. You're supposed to do that. Hallelujah. We have these natural concepts about things, but Jesus will never fit into it. If you and I don't learn, saints, and we're closing into a supernatural move of God, if you and I don't learn how to have spiritual understanding and respond to things from the Word of God, God's will, God's knowledge, you see, because you're going to be persecuted, you're going to have afflictions of different sorts and so on and so forth. Now, God don't go around putting disease on you. We're not talking about that. I think when all these things happen, we'd like to have a sleeping disease. Just go to sleep, not wake up. Right? Right, brother? Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to look at some examples in the Word of God. Turn, if you would, Sue, if you would, please, to Mark 5, starting with verse 25. This happens to a lot of people today. Mark. Hey, Peg, that's a great praise report. Andrew got $1 million donation, whatever you want to call it, a blessing up there. You know, I stood here about, 2 weeks ago and said this is going to be his best year. Didn't I? Remember that? Well, $1 million, everybody here could use that. Right? $1,092,001 check. See, God's still doing it, isn't he? See, when I hear stuff like that, it blesses me. It may not have come here, but God has blessed us a lot, but not like that. But we're looking for that. Amen? If I get it, you'll get it. It'll flow over to you. Those students up there don't realize, man, they can be blessed out of their socks. 1,900,000. 92,000. 1 million. I checked in 92,000. 2 days before that, he got 400,000. Amen. Amen. Ain't that something? Give a lot of clap offering for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Well, we got a lady here got all caught up in spending a lot of money for a doctor. Let's just go down through this. You'll see some spiritual understanding here. What do we do in given situations? Listen now. Starting with verse 25. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, had suffered many things. This is a physical thing now. Suffered many things from physicians. Sometimes I've heard of doctors cutting the wrong leg off in the operating room. And sometimes doctors ain't helping us. They're causing us to suffer. Some people get the wrong antibiotics or the wrong this or the wrong that and so on and so forth. I don't know if it's ever happened to anybody here, but it's happened to a lot of people. And doctors, they want to help us. I've always said this. Don't take it wrong now if you've been to a doctor. Doctors are for the world. The kingdom is for the church. But you have to grow into that. It doesn't mean, see what it is, saints, in America we got so many things. We can go and get over-the-counter stuff at Walgreens, and we can go. It's very easy to go into the doctor's office and so on and try to get some help. It's not sinful. It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying we in America have not learned how to draw everything from Jesus. This woman done the very same thing. She went and spent lots of money on doctors. All right, listen now. And suffered many things from many physicians. She has, and we're in verse 26. She has spent all that she had. It was no better, but rather grew worse. You know, many, many illnesses will break you. It'll take your bank account. It'll take your savings account and so on and so forth. And you'll be no better. You hear about it all the time. You hear about people whose doctor bills and hospital bills have gone so high that they're completely broke now. They don't have nothing because they got to pay the hospital and so on and so forth. And they're no better off. They're still suffering. Listen now. And when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I'll be made well. God wants you to know. The spiritual understanding here is if you have something in your body, if you have something in your finances, touching Jesus means you're pressing in. You have spiritual understanding. You've got a hold of some scriptures, and you're speaking them, and you're renewing your mind, and you're speaking them, and you're speaking. This is how today the Christians ought to be. Until such time, see, and that's faith, until such time as he responds. You keep pressing in with the Word of God. You keep touching Jesus with the Word of God. You keep touching Jesus with the promises of Jesus. That's spiritual understanding if you have illness in your body. This is one spiritual understanding. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. See, saints, we need to have spiritual understanding. When I had MS for 7 years, and then I got saved, I pressed in, renewed my mind, pressed in, renewed my mind, pressed in. Well, that's faith. But we as Christians expect it to happen yesterday. Sometimes it don't. And so this is spiritual understanding. She knew she got a hold of, she had already gone through, spent all her money, was no better, and so on and so forth. Now she has come to Jesus. Jesus is still waiting for anybody who wants to come to him to come to him. If you went to someone first, don't get under guilt and condemnation. Still come to Jesus. And when you come to Jesus, don't give up until you get what Jesus promised you can have. That's spiritual understanding. And I have no control over how long it will be. Whether it be yesterday, a week, or whatever it may be, I have no control over that. And so immediately in verse 29, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? Now, we got someone here who's not saved, okay? Maybe you don't have no faith as we call faith. But when you keep pressing into Jesus, you'll draw that anointing, that power out of his life. Of course, you'll be drawing it from in here if you're a Christian. You'll be drawing it from the power of the Holy Spirit. Eventually, it'll be released through your life. That's spiritual understanding, saints. See, I've been there. There's many times I've had things in my body that I had to speak, and I had to speak, and I had to pray, and that's faith, and I had to press in until Jesus released that power into my life. So it flooded that area of my body that needed to be touched. Now, this is not all spiritual. This is not a rule of thumb. He works other ways too. But we can't get into that tonight. We're going to zero on this way here. But this spiritual wisdom, understanding is going to be part one, part two, part three, and so on and so forth. Amen? Hallelujah. And verse 31. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude of throng being around you, and you say, who touched me? He looked around and to see her, who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." See, saints, spiritual understanding is, if I've been to the world, I'm going to go to Jesus now. I'm born again, and I'm going to get the Word of God that covers my problem, and I'm going to keep speaking it into Jesus until He releases that power, until He releases the anointing that breaks the yoke. See, most people give up and we start trying other remedies. We start trying other things. Some people are very polite, and when you tell them this, go home and do this and do this, and so that they're very polite and say, "Yeah, okay," but they really they'll try other things. I've seen Christians doing things that it's got to grieve the Holy Spirit. So listen, saints, this is not born again person, you see, but she knew that if I could touch this Jesus, I would be healed. I've gone through all this pain. I've spent all my money. You know, I know Christians who go to psychiatrists. I know Christians, and I'm not putting anybody down now. I know Christians who go to and pay big bucks for counseling, and they may be there 3, 4, 5 years and come out no different. What they come out with is a handful of pills. And it's hard now today in America, in the charismatic movement, to get people to do this. To take the spiritual understanding that fits a given situation and keep, because that's how you're going to touch Jesus. That's how you're going to get Jesus to release the anointing or the power in your life. His power into your life. That's spiritual understanding. See, I've been through this. I've been through it with finances. I've been through it with MS. I've been through it with all kinds of different things. And I'll get a hold of His promise, because every promise is yes, yes, but it doesn't mean yes, yes, yesterday. It could. You could receive it right away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? Does that? See, when you're pressing in, when you're doing this, you're operating in faith. That's spiritual understanding. When you're pressing in like this, and you don't quit until you receive the answer, until you receive the power. Amen? Hallelujah. See, that should encourage you. That should refresh you. That if for some reason you jumped off and you ain't doing that no more, but you haven't received from God the promise of God, and then you need to get back on that. You need to get back on that scripture. You need to get back on speaking it. And some people have... it could be a mind problem. It could be an emotional problem. It could be an anger problem. It could be unforgiveness problem. And these are all soulish areas, all emotional problems that the Holy Spirit wants to empower, you say. We need to look to the Holy Spirit. We need to look to the Word of God. We need to not put up with all these things that our flesh takes on. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Luke 6:17-19. This is another way that Jesus operated. Verse 17, and He came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of His disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, and who came to Him, and he healed of their diseases, as well as those who are tormented with unclean spirits. You see, unclean spirits can torment you. They can cause you to be oppressed. They can cause you to be depressed. They can cause you to give up. They can cause you to quit, you see. And they were healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch Him, for power went out from Him and healed them all. So there was an anointing flowing out of Jesus here, where He healed them all. This is another different way. This is spiritual understanding. This is you can't, there's no rule of thumb with Jesus. You see, one minute He wants you to have spiritual understanding. Another time He sat there and the anointing of the Holy Spirit was flowing out of Him. The love of Jesus was flowing out of Him and it healed all of them. Well, I believe the spiritual understanding here is When God starts moving in a place like this, you only have to come up for prayer. You'll be healed in his presence. So I want to have spiritual understanding of all the different ways that God operates and understand God. Sometimes if we move the glory of God and he comes and fills this place, you'll walk out of here with no emotional problems, no mental problems, and you'll be doors open to financial. God's presence on us, the flow of the anointing, the release of the anointing through Jesus Christ, you see, or he can do it through an individual. But usually when he fills this place with a cloud, the cloud of his presence, you see, and you're sitting in that cloud, it's going to meet every need in your body. That's spiritual understanding. So over here, we find her pushing in. We finding her spending money and so on and so forth. And there's another a spiritual understanding about that. But there's another understanding, a spiritual understanding. If the glory fills this place, you'll be touched right there. That can happen in your prayer closet. That can happen in your home. He can fill your home. See, that's spiritual understanding. Understanding this Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the many ways that he operated and so on and so forth. So God wants you to understand tonight that he's going to drive home to you by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God about spiritual understanding. So that when you have afflictions, testings, and trials, you won't go to your flesh. You'll have a spiritual understanding what you should do about it. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit will be with you and anoint you and cause you to walk out of it. Amen? I have many of these things. And if I didn't have spiritual understanding and if I didn't turn to the Word of God, it'd take you down. Hallelujah. How many here are in ministry of some sort? Look at that. If you don't think for 1 minute, my dears, that you're not going to have many afflictions or trials and testings, you're wrong. This is why you're here tonight, to hear this. Because sometimes we get into these afflictions and we, what is this? What is going on? And usually you can't find nobody to pray for you. You know why? He wants you to press in like she did to Jesus. He wants to teach you that you could be out in the desert, and you could be in a crowd, and you can tap into the Holy Spirit that's in you. And it's not wrong to pray for people. It's not wrong to pray for people. It's not wrong to ask for prayer. See, that's spiritual understanding. If you just get dogmatic about something and say, stop going up there for prayer. You're wrong. The Bible says to keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. Have you received it yet? No. Well, she pressed in. And then there's times when you don't have to press in. You don't have to have no faith. You just have to be in his Shekinah glory, in his presence, and you'll be touched. Like I just read. It just flowed out of Jesus. See, I believe that spiritual understanding. I study Jesus in many, many ways that he operates. Because when the Holy Spirit is trying to tell me something, and I'm dogmatic and say, no, no, she needs to learn faith. No, no, he needs it. No, no, no. How would you like to come in my office, man, and I get some mud and spit in it? Slap it on your head. And then say, go on to the bathroom and wash it off. Never mind a pool of slum. Slum or whatever you call that thing. Just go in there and wash it off and you'll be healed. Those are what they call peculiar anointings. Do you know that? We'll get into that some night. You want to? Half of you people here don't even know the strangeness of God. The strange things that God does. He definitely don't do it my way or your way. See, that's spiritual understanding. I have worked at this for years now to learn all the different things that God does. Because when something peculiar happens in a service, Don't bother me. Some people say, did you see him? Did you see her? No, I didn't see nothing. All I saw was God. I saw Jesus. I saw the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So in this Luke here, you see, they came to him. They were tormented. You know there's an awful lot of unclean spirits today? Why do you think people have mind problems? They're tormented by spirits. Well, I'm blood bought. I don't care if you've been dunked in the blood. You're still going to be tormented. You're still going to have attacks. Your fleshly body is. I don't care who you are. You're still going to have it. Even if you pray twice a day, which I do. See, I ain't ever going to get away from what I'm caught on. I'm caught up in praying to Jesus and pressing in and trying to get spiritual understanding and get all I can learn about Jesus, because all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus. You see, I want to know his will. I don't want my mind determining what his will is. Well, she can't get healed because this or because that in her life and so on and so forth. All things are possible with God. Regardless of what he or she is doing. God can move on your behalf and financially bless you. I was sitting today listening to somebody who got a blessing from an oil well. And we got 2.5 acres. And I said, Jesus, you can go down there and find some oil. Let it come up out of the ground. This individual got blessed from somebody who owned a gas well, and then oil well. And the guy said, I'm going to send you a monthly check. God can turn oil in that piece of property just like that. Or natural gas or whatever. Or drop a bunch of gold in there, whatever. He said all the gold and silver belongs to him. All the cattle on 1,000 hills. Well, I don't eat Hamburg. Hallelujah. So there's times when he just sits there, the presence of God, the Shekinah glory, moves in this place or another place, you see, and you don't have to have anything. You'll feel the flow of his love. You'll feel the flow of his healing and his anointing coming in your life. I can battle all the way up to my foot hits here. The minute I open my mouth, there's a presence of the Holy Spirit that comes up in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's faithful, saints. But he's not going to be faithful. You're just going to sit there in the pew and say, I want it, God. My God. Unclean spirits. God's going to deal with that tonight. See, some of you don't think you have unclean spirits. But if you're tormented in some areas that isn't scriptural, you have unclean spirits. You know, it doesn't mean you're possessed. You have unclean spirits throwing little poison dots in your mind, you see, trying to get the flesh to operate. It could be pornography. It could be some sexual thoughts. Saints, don't look at me like that. If you think for 1 minute I'm standing up thinking you're all just holy angels and everything else, come on, let's get with it. That's spiritual understanding. Do you know how many times I've had those spirits attack my mind? With different things. See, I don't have I'm not afraid to say I'm under attack. Well, God says to do something about it. Here's the spiritual understanding. Take authority over your mind. Renew your mind. Stop thinking that way. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. You don't have to put up with that. but they are around. See, these unclean spirits, they didn't go in the spiritual grave somewhere. They're still alive. Tormented with unclean spirits. You know unclean spirits are? That's the reason why you see all these children getting sexually abused and so on and so forth. The world is full of it. It's crazy. Sometimes dads bother their daughters and so on and so forth. There's a lot of unclean spirits out there, saints, and they can control. You know why? They know how to go. And we should have the spiritual understanding that we have authority over it and what we should do about it, whether it's for someone else or for ourselves. Amen? What did he say here? As well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, they were healed. His healing power is still operating today for these things. His healing power is still operating today. You may not have to go through a deliverance. You may be in his presence right now and be freed. That's one way of doing it. Or you may have to get prayer. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out. You see, when he's here, power is flowing. And listen, saint. Now listen. You can also do things by faith without no anointing. That's spiritual understanding. You want to obviously have the anointing, but you can do things by faith without the anointing. I can't get into that tonight, but you can. You can do things by faith without the anointing. Two different things altogether. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have you ever prayed for somebody and you say to yourself, I didn't feel nothing. And 2 days later you meet that person, you know something? I got free when you touched me. My shoulder was healed, or whatever it may be, and so on and so forth. You go, wow. You was doing it by faith. There was no anointing there. But that doesn't mean you're a bad person. The enemy would like you and I to get under guilt and condemnation. Ah, no anointing. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, are you blessed? And why go any further if you're blessed? You said you're blessed. There ain't no point going. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're going to continue this. As the Lord feeds me, I'll feed you. Hey, Jeff, put on, before we do any praying, number 10 in the orange, please. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. What is your first name, dear? Right here.
Cynthia.
Hallelujah. You know, as I look at you, I see there's a big bowl about this big in front of you that's empty. And God's talking about there has been a dry spell. And there has not something that's been not manifested that was promised to manifest in your life. Well, the bowl is being full, and there's some purple stuff in there, and it's swirling like this in front of you right there. And God said it's going to start moving in your life. It's almost like God saying, drink this, but God, the Holy Spirit is going to allow you to drink that. And there's a whole refreshing coming to you starting as of now. And God says, that which I promised you that hasn't manifested yet, God says it'll come to you and it'll come in the fullness. It won't come in bits and parts, but it'll come in the fullness. So God says, my daughter, in front of you, there is a bowl. But this represents you, and it represents what I'm going to dump into your life and manifest in your life for my glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I can see, Steve, a ray of sun coming on you. It's shooting through the roof, and it's coming from heaven. It's a ray of sun. God says there's going to be an awakening in your life about some revelation of me. Of, when I say me, the Lord, saith the Lord, a revelation is going to come that's absolutely going to explode through your life, and you're going to be able to dump that into people's lives because life is in the Spirit, and you're going to feed them spiritual life from this light and this revelation that comes into your life, and you're going to see people start getting free, but they're going to have a testimony. Not about you, but what you said to them, it freed them. And so God says, my son, look for this because this light is going to shine and it's going to bring glory in, into your life and revelation into your life. And it's going to cause the Spirit to rise up in you in a way it never has before. New things are ahead of you. New things are ahead of you. New things are ahead of you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. What's your first name, dear, right here? Uh-huh. Would you say it?
Aisha.
Aisha. Oh. What kind of name is that, dear? There has been some... That's okay. Sometimes I get nosy and I shouldn't. There has been some difficult times in your thinking, in your mind, and God says, isn't that true? And God says, tonight, my dear, you're going to be touched by the anointing that breaks the yoke. You ain't going to have to turn around three times. You ain't going to have to quote 50,000 scriptures. My presence is coming upon you. My presence is freeing your mind. You must agree with me, saith the Lord. And if you do and speak my name and the authority of my name, that's your authority as a believer to speak my name, your mind will be completely free. And that which disturbs you will never come back into your mind again, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You right back there, what is that, pink? Yeah. What's your name, dear? Francine. You are shy. God says he wants you to get bold. And God says there's some new beginnings going to start in your life tonight because you came here. Is this your first time here? There's some new beginnings starting in your life. One of the things that you're going to recognize in your life is peace. Those things that used to disturb you will no longer disturb you because the peace of God, when Jesus said, peace be still to the ocean, and he quieted it, any storm that comes to you, you're going to recognize a peace in your life. And you're going to say, Jesus told me to say, peace be still. And that storm is going to stop. It's coming against your life. God says, my daughter, freedom has come to you. Do not let the enemy steal it from you. Remember what I said to you tonight, because it's going to bring miracles in your life. It's going to stop many, many storms that have tried to come to you. And you're going to have a woman that's got a clear picture of some things down the road where God is bringing you and some finances. There's some finances coming into your life. It's going to actually bless you, bless you. You may not know where it's coming from, but God's a miracle-working God. God says he's bringing finances into your life. And so God says there's a whole refreshing and renewing going on in your life. And God says, don't let the devil steal it. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 13, what you don't understand about the kingdom, Satan will steal. But you understand you're in the kingdom. You understand that God's spoken to you tonight. You understand what the Word of God has said to you tonight because you can go back there and get it on a CD and replay it and replay it and replay it and really build it in and get your renewed mind in it. Get it into your renewed mind, you see. Because if you'll do this, if you'll follow up, if you'll press in like she did, you'll have the victory in your life, and said the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You in the yellow back there. Hallelujah. Right back here. What's your first name? Yes, you got the yellow on. Yes, yes, dear. Is this your first time? You've been here before, haven't you? Yeah. Has God ever spoken to you before? Not from me? From other people here or something? Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Do you have trouble with loneliness? A little? You're not going to have it no more. First of all, God is going to get you to lean on Him and not to your own understanding. That's the word coming to you tonight by the Holy Spirit. He's going to get you to lean not to your own understanding, but to acknowledge Him. Because God really wants to refresh you. There's some things that God wants to bring in your life, which is the promises of the Lord to bless you with. But sometimes you're taken up with things in your life and your emotions, and your mind is very, very busy. And God is going to unlock some anointing in your spirit by the Holy Spirit that's going to cause your mind to be able to come into the rest of God, knowing that it's been finished, knowing that it belongs to you. The Holy Spirit's going to teach you this. But beginning right now, loneliness will no longer be a part of your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You back there, guy. It ain't always going to be this way. God is teaching you how to abandon yourself. And sometimes there's many afflictions in your life and different sorts and so on and so forth. But God says, my son, I am with you. But these afflictions are there, not diseases, but afflictions are there because God says he's trying to teach you how to abandon yourself, how to yield to him in all areas instead of turning to your flesh. So there's an anointing coming on you, a teaching anointing to teach you how to abandon yourself. How to call those things from the promises of Jesus into your life. And if anything stops it, then you'll abandon. You'll examine yourself and you'll learn how to abandon what is stopping something in your life, stopping that blessing or that promise to manifest. God's going to teach you a whole different realm. There's a whole different teaching of the Holy Spirit coming into your life by your spirit. And he's going to bring you into victory. You have limited God in your life. You say, no, I haven't. Yes, you have. You have limited God in your life because God wants to do mighty things through you. God wants you to have you to change nations by the authority and the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants you to change by the spoken word that comes out of you by the wisdom of God. He wants you to abandon yourself. He will bring you into areas and there'll be testings and trials and tribulations because what you desire in your heart for me has not manifested yet. But I tell you not tonight, my son, it shall start manifesting because your heart is starting to turn to me. And when it does, a fullness, an explosion of me will operate through your life for my glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. Does anybody have any problems physically here tonight? Any physical problems? Come up here. If you got physical problems right now, God wants to deal with that right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then once they get up here, stand over there. If people have these problems over on this side of the pulpit, if you would, please. Anybody else who wants prayer, come up on this side of the pulpit. Come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. What's going on in your body, dear? Oh, okay. You mean you have broken nose?
It's a septum that's like closed in.
I got a deviated septum. See, it's going that way. What's going on with you?
Hernia.
Oh, heart?
Chest pains.
Had surgery on my foot and screws, and so now I'm having problems with this leg, knee and foot.
Really? So you had got operated on that one, and it's causing that one to have pain.
Yes.
That's probably sympathy pains. How long has that happened since?
This is in January.
Oh.
So now, yeah.
Okay. So was you up here for something your body took? No, you're on that side. Okay. What's going on in your body, dear?
I got a curve in my back.
Come over here.
Needs to be straightened.
A curve in your back that needs to be straightened.
Yep.
Do you believe Jesus can do that?
Yeah.
Do you believe he can do that? And you, of course, I know you do, brother. And you? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes. Is that window? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
This is my sister, brother. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Younger sister.
Yes.
Close your eyes, everybody, and raise your hands. Raise your hands here. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your healing love, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your healing. I release my faith in your name, Lord Jesus, in the authority of your name, speaking into her leg right now, Lord. Whatever pain that is, Lord, it's going now in Jesus' name because you are faithful, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that releases it into her, Lord, and brings glory to you, Jesus. Holy Jesus, oh, in Jesus' name, oh, the presence. Every bit of this pain in her leg, go, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Come here, Betty. Play. Where's? Oh, there she is. Come here. Come here, Betty, too. Lay hands on her spine. Her, what is your spine or your back? Up around the top? Yeah. Holly. Okay. Oh, Father God, we touch her right now. We release our faith in the name of Jesus into her, Lord, that you're a miracle-working God, Lord. And so we speak to this spine, Lord. Let it be straightened right now, Lord. No longer curvature in the spine. Let it be straightened right now. Straighten it, Jesus. Heal your daughter, Jesus. Straighten it right now through these hands that are being laid on there right now, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, curvature of the spine's going in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All through her, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, we release our faith in your name, Jesus, and in you, Jesus. Wherever the breathing problem is, Lord, it's broken clear right now. It's broken clear right now. I prophesy into her life that this is all cleared up. The healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Stay right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hands to you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus, Lord. Oh.
She has numbness through her arms and her legs are turning pink like she has sunburn.
Really?
Yes, I don't know.
Father God, you've heard this, Lord. And me and my sister touch and agree right now, Lord, and we release the healing anointing all through her body, Lord. I break every assignment. Satan, you're not going to touch her. Every unclean spirit I bind in Jesus' name. Apollyon, you spirit of destruction, I bind you right now in Jesus' name. Leviathan, you twisting, lying spirit, she's a child of God, and she's walking in the healing power of Jesus. So right now we do spiritual warfare in the name of Jesus. We bind all those spirits away from her body right now, and we free her hands, we free her legs, we free her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. And under the anointing and the power of you, Lord Jesus Christ, we can say it, done now in Jesus' name. Done now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch you right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We take authority, Lord, over any spirit that's been throwing darts, wiles of the devil throwing darts in her mind. I command them all now. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, ooh, hallelujah. Praise you.
My daughter, Julia, that she will not abandon her baby or run away or disappear.
I speak to you, Julian, right now in Jesus' name. And I say you won't run away. I say you won't listen to those spirits. You will not listen to the devil. But I send the anointing, the spirit of a living God upon you that brings peace into your life. And right now, Lord, we bind the spirit of fear, Lord. Amen. We bind the spirit of guilt and condemnation Amen. From her in Jesus' name. And every unclean spirit is gone now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. For this daughter that's freed now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, just like you transferred from your body, Lord, the anointing into that woman with the issue of blood, I'm stirring up the gift in him and transferring, Lord, whatever can be released into him, Lord, from the anointing of the Spirit of God upon my life, I release it and transfer it right now, Lord, into his life in Jesus' holy name. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of peace upon her, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I say and speak, Lord, from the Word of God that you're giving life to her mortal body, Lord. You're giving life to her mortal body, Lord. It's being imparted, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, Lord. Strength into her legs, into her body, into her mind, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that she's going to experience this wonderful peace, this wonderful Jesus walking with her, Lord. Starting tomorrow, Lord, we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, how the wisdom and the knowledge is going to rise up in her, Lord, how she's going to have spiritual understanding, Lord, spiritual understanding, not what's been trained by the mind, but been trained by the Holy Spirit, the renewed mind, spiritual understanding in all given situations, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch his mind and I free it right now. From every spirit, every dart of a devil, I free his mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I free his mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I free his mind in the authority of the name of Jesus. I free him right now. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Ah. Yes, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I didn't either. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the Shekinah glory. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the worship, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that our hearts were prepared tonight to receive things from you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the praise team. We thank you, Lord, for what was offered up to you, a praise and a worship, Lord, that you received and you and heaven came down, Lord. So we were allowed to step into your gifts, Lord, and your presence, Lord. We just thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for our salvation. We just acknowledge you, Lord Jesus, and we exalt and lift you up. You are the mighty King. We draw all attention to you, but we just thank you, Lord, that when we come here, you meet us every time, Lord. Your presence is here. So we just love you and we praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord, for your faithfulness to these people, Lord, and to myself, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, amen. God.